The Competition Commission of Pakistan, CCP, has cracked down on alleged collusion in the fertilizer sector, imposing 375 million rupees in penalties for creating a monopoly and extracting billions from farmers. In response, the Fertilizer Manufacturers of Pakistan Advisory Council, MPAC, has announced it will challenge the CCP order in court. Interestingly, these fertilizer barons had previously refused to pay multi-billion rupee dues on account of the Gas Infrastructure Development Cess, GIDC, instead obtaining stay orders from the courts. They had collected billions from farmers but failed to deposit these funds in the national exchequer, a matter that remains unresolved. The CCP, a watchdog for anti-competitive practices, launched a Suo Motu inquiry and imposed a penalty of 50 million rupees on each of the six major urea manufacturers, along with a 75 million rupee fine on MFMPAC, totaling 375 million rupees. The penalized companies include Fatima Fertilizer Limited, Fauji Fertilizer Company Limited, Fauji Fertilizer Bin Kasim Limited, Fatima Fertilizer Company Limited, Ingro Fertilizer Company Limited, and Agritech Limited. According to the CCP's findings, these firms, in coordination with their trade association MFPA, ran an awareness campaign that effectively amounted to fixing urea prices nationwide. The bench, comprising Dr. Kabir Ahmed Sidhu and Salam Amin, concluded that this activity violated Section 4 of the Competition Act, 2010. While the manufacturers claimed to be setting prices independently, they failed to justify the remarkably synchronized pricing strategy. The CCP investigation revealed that the practice distorted competition and harmed farmers, particularly during the critical Rabi and Kharif seasons, by artificially inflating fertilizer prices and limiting market choices. The company's attempt to shield themselves under the state action doctrine was also dismissed. The CCP bench found no formal government directive or compulsion to justify their collusive behavior. Instead, the firms exploited a government instruction about raising awareness among farmers regarding urea prices. They used this as cover to jointly announce uniform urea prices across the country. The bench held that such actions, taken under the pretext of complying with government instructions, effectively undermined market dynamics and distorted competitive pricing mechanisms. The CCP expressed concern that despite differences in input costs, economies of scale, market size, and gas prices, all six companies were selling a urea bag for the identical price of 1,768 rupees. The bench remarked that in a market where each company's production capacity and market share are publicly known, such coordinated disclosures cannot be viewed as incidental or competitively benign. Rather, the joint announcement amounted to overt collusion.